Jim Lammers, who's DART's General Counsel and Vice President of Administration for DART Container. Jim, how are you?
Good. Good morning, Tony.
Appreciate having you on the program. Well, DART has acquired, has bought Solo, which makes those famous Solo cups. Tell us about this deal.
Well, we're very excited about it. We learned that they were for sale in late 2011, in late November, early December. And we've long respected Solo. They've been in our industry even longer than DART. We're now in our 52nd year, and they're in their 76th or 77th now. And they've got some products that we don't make. They make a lot of products out of paper, which we do not. They also have a lot of plastic products as well, probably the red cup being the most famous. They've got very strong brand identity, especially in the consumer products aisles in Myers and other stores. So we just really thought it was an excellent fit for us.
That's a billion-dollar deal. That's a big, big deal.
Well, it is. We talk about it's $1 billion of respect for that company, and they've got a lot of great people, and we're really, really thrilled about it. The deal finally closed a week ago on, well, actually a week ago last Friday on May 4th. So we did have to get government approval just because of the size of the deal, and that went through quickly, which we were very glad to hear. And so as of about 10 days ago, we're a single company.
I don't think folks are aware that DART is the world's largest maker of foam cups and also makes other containers, but this really will put you up with the big boys when it comes to the world and your competitors.
Well, absolutely. It makes our company about twice its size overnight in terms of revenue and employees and facilities. But more importantly, we think it really creates a launching pad off which we'll leverage for, you know, continued growth for years to come. So it's we think it's a very good fit.
Now, the deal took a long time to get done. Why is that?
Well, you know, it's interesting. In a deal like this, you know, every deal is a little bit different, but Solo entertained interest and offers from a variety of suitors, and we were one of them. And there's a process that you go through, and it sort of gets winnowed down to the lead company, and that became DART. And there's, you know, as you can imagine, there's a whole host of legal and other issues that you have to work through. So it does take some time, but it's very exciting. You know, we have international operations between the two companies in Australia and Argentina, in Panama, in the UK and Canada, and in Mexico, and obviously a very strong domestic presence because they're both companies that grew up in the Midwest.
Now, how much cash did you have to put forth for the deal, and are you taking any debt along with acquiring Solo?
Yeah, good question, Tony. The deal in total is about $1 billion, and a portion of that was to purchase the shares of Solo, and then a portion was to retire debt that they had. So we cleared out all that debt and bought all the shares of the company.
Okay, $700 million in debt. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is. It is. But, you know, we've been in this for the long haul, and we've got a long-term view. We really try to look at everything, not just through the lens of, you know, your short-term situation, but to look out long-term. And that's, you know, we're very focused in terms of the integration of the two companies and trying to do it right and taking our time to make sure we do just that.
Why has DART been so successful in Mason, and why have you chosen to remain there?
Yeah, good questions. You know, the DART family has its roots in Mason, and that's why it began in Mason. William F. DART and then his son, William A. DART, together formed Container in 1960. And prior to that, the father and son had worked together on a variety of different things in Mason, making metal rules and a whole variety of things, including some children's toys. But they began to focus on expandable polystyrene in the late 1950s and really focused. A real strength of DART, Tony, is its engineering, and really focused on, you know, how can you convert this raw material efficiently and turn out high quality products, you know, time and time again, and also to provide, you know, exceptional service to our customer base. And really, it grew from there. You know, the American society was, you know, getting increasingly affluent in the post Second World War period. People were eating out more, and I think Dart was well positioned to go with that.
How many people do you employ now?
Well, together post the Solo acquisition, about 15,000.
Right now, there's some concern about making styrofoam and plastic because of you want to be biodegradable, you want to be green. How do you address those concerns?
Yeah, those are good questions. I guess first of all, I would start out by saying that I think plastics are largely misunderstood in terms of their environmental impact. I think that plastics and expandable polystyrene is a very good example, because if you look at a foam cup, it's about 90-95% air. So it's actually a very efficient use of a pretty small amount of raw material. And also, we've been working on recycling programs for foam food service products for quite some time, and we have reprocessing facilities, or recycling facilities, if you will, in Mason for those products. And that's an ongoing challenge, Tony, in terms of trying to help develop, you know, working in concert and sometimes with municipalities and others, a collection infrastructure for foam and other plastics. Now, that said, one of the advantages of acquiring Solo is, as I said, they do make a lot of products out of paper. And our customers in the industry, you know, they really want choice, and they want to be able to, you know, purchase a wide variety of materials that have different cost, function, and environmental attributes. So I think it puts us in a better position than ever before to try to satisfy the needs of all of our customers.
All right, Jim, we appreciate your time so much. Congratulations on the acquisition. We'll talk with you soon.
Thank you, Tony.